Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
In fact, two silent keys. Sad news that Peter Amos, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Papa Tango, VK4 HPT, formerly of Ogmore, Central Queensland, and most recently residing in Serena, Central Queensland, has gone silent key following a long battle with a number of illnesses. Pete was very well known to those hams and support crew who travelled about and also to those who attended the regional amateur radio gatherings. Peter Amos, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Papa Tango, Silent Key. The members and committee of Ipswich and District Radio Club are saddened by the loss of one of its honorary members, Valentine Harbort, Victor Kilo 4, Fox Charlie Mike India, VK4FCMI, who went silent key on the 26th of August at the age of 75. Val, as he was known by the members, was a bit of a character. He was into radio and electronics in the early stages of his life and loved the hobby of amateur radio. There was a bit of a standing joke at the club. Val could tinker with radios, but when he obtained his foundation license, he was not allowed to tinker anymore. To date, it's believed Val was the oldest member of the club to sit for his foundation license. Valentine Harbort, Victor Kilo 4, Fox Charlie Mike India, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Let's check out three of our 27 VK4 clubs and six special interest groups. I'm John, VK4JJW for QNews. Banana Shire Repeater Association owns and maintains four repeaters on the top of Banana Range, which is located between the towns of Banana and Biloela, and sits at a height of just over 600 metres above sea level. Banana Range is also able to be activated as a SOTA site, having SOTA ID VK4/CA-032. President is Errol Johnson. Fellow club members regularly meet at Kerrinvale Com Audio, 3A Murchison Street, Biloela. All are welcome at Ian VK4FNAA's communication shop during business hours. Banana Shire Repeater Association at one stage broadcast the WIA National News, as well as Q News every Sunday via 2 metres, as well as Echolink. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club. A small club started back in 1988 with the amateurs from across the Central Highlands, now 20 years young with a keen supporting membership from across Queensland. Proud to be the first club to link three voice repeaters in the early 90s, and now with seven voice repeaters linked across Central Queensland and also a fixed link to an SEQ repeater near Ipswich, all with IRLP access on node number 6037. Find out more by searching for Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club now on Facebook. President is Steve Wood, VK4SMW. Historical Wireless Society of Southeast Queensland. This club group was formed in 1997 as the Southeast Queensland Group of the Historical Radio Society of Australia to foster collecting, restoring and preserving the history of radios in Southeast Queensland. On the 7th of May 2004, they became incorporated as the Historical Wireless Society of Southeast Queensland Incorporated. The HWS SEQ is based in Brisbane, Australia, has regular meetings, auctions, bus trips and training sessions in various locations in southeast Queensland. They publish a newsletter magazine, Wireless Review, 4 times a year, which is posted to all members. Meetings are held at various venues around the southeast Queensland area and usually consist of a meeting followed by either an auction of members' surplus vintage radios, parts, magazines, etc., or a boot sale. President is Rob Zanchetta and Peter Gorfton is secretary. We'd love to hear from your club or group. Just put pen to paper, step up to the mic and send it to qnews@wia.org.au. With today's reading from the WIA Affiliated Clubs webpage, I'm John, VK4JJW.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. in the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Have you noticed that the photos that people are sharing about amateur radio contain a lot of images of people like me? I mean, so many are people who are what we would have called mature. Around the world, this hobby attracts people from all areas of humanity, quite literally from beggars to kings. And if we include the wider interests of electronics, including computing and radio control, radio astronomy and makers, well, where do we stop? In our niche, we seem to have many mature people who enjoy mature activities. And in some ways, it is like the joke of yore when people read the morning newspaper to see if their name was in the obituaries. Here's the rub. When we see our club remaining static or shrinking in membership, perhaps it is the mature attitude that dissuades other younger people from joining. If we do the same thing without variation, it might suit those comfortable with what has gone before, but it might just deter others who want more from their social life. Then there is the other issue, such as attractiveness to women. At times it is easy to forget that our hobby is not really just for the hairy-chested, but includes women too. What is there for women to do in our club life? Do we even consider it, or are we thankful when the ladies prepare supper and leave it at that? What about people with disabilities? There are all sorts of limits to be thought of and worked around. Can people in wheelchairs make it into our functions and the toilets that they can use? If we have activities away from the meeting room, is there suitable transport for people with mobility issues? Or do we just leave them at home? We've seen that the WIA board have called for people with IT experience to assist with modernising the web presence for the Institute. This is something that we can all look forward to, and especially having mobile device-friendly information. The magazine Amateur Radio has had minor revamps from time to time, but it too seems a bit mature in its style these days. I enjoy the history of our particular madness, but I also wonder, are we becoming too focused on the military and the memorials? And it is not to say that we should ignore this part of amateur history, but perhaps we can look for more balance. We should not ignore the contributions of those who have died, but maybe we can promote stories of current contributions to the hobby. What we should be doing is inviting others into our clubs and hobby with the look, the feel and the attitude of what we present to the world. Maybe the time has come to embrace younger attitudes and be a little less mature. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.